This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Dry weather statewide means many ski areas have limited terrain. Skiers and riders who want more might be looking into backcountry options. Environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart-Severy checked in with avalanche forecasters. Hi, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Kristen.
So how's it looking in the backcountry right now?
Well, there's not much snow anywhere, and that thin snow cover means mostly low avalanche danger. So the CAIC, that is the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, forecasts generally show safe conditions in all regions across the state. Avalanches happen when one layer of snow slides over another, and right now there's really only one layer of snow, or in some cases there's no snow, like on south-facing slopes.
Right.
But Brian Lazar, who's deputy director of the CAIC, says there are pockets of danger where the wind has blown some fresh-looking snow on top of that weak layer that's closest to the ground.
Right now, the only the places where you could trigger an avalanche are the ones that look most attractive for riding.
And that's because those are the places where there actually is some snow cover. And it's mostly up high in isolated spots.
So have there been avalanches this season?
Yeah, there have been at least three reported slides statewide. Two of those were in the Aspen forecast area. It's been a while. One was in early November up above Marble, and the other was on November 18th, which is right after our last big snowstorm, up Castle Creek near Greg Mace Peak. And all of those incidents so far this season have been following kind of big snowfall.
Okay, so low danger now, except in some isolated pockets.
Mm-hmm.
But what do these conditions mean for avalanche danger later in the season?
Well, Lazar was pretty clear in saying that what we have now is a terrible foundation. Early season snow can become a weak base if it isn't buried in more snow rather quickly. And our combination of early season snow followed by warm weather and then recently these cold nights means that the snow is really weak. It isn't a strong cohesive layer.
But when snow finally arrives, our foundation on the ground right now won't be able to hold much. And so avalanche hazard will spike rather rapidly with our next significant snowstorm.
So the type of early season snow that we've had can mean what avalanche forecasters call a persistent slab avalanche problem.
So persistent, that implies that this could stick around.
Yeah, exactly. Lazar told me that this start to the season could mean a weak layer through the winter and into the spring. There are a couple conditions that could help. They both rely on big snowstorms coming in. So one would be if we get a big storm where we actually do see a lot of avalanches that go all the way down to the ground to dirt. So basically, if it clears out that entire weak layer so we can essentially start over from scratch. The other is if we get a lot of snow that would bury these weak layers really deep. So we're talking like more than 6 feet of snow throughout the terrain. Obviously, both of those scenarios rely on a lot of snowfall, and we don't really have any big storms in the forecast.
Okay, thank you, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
That's Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. I'm Kristen Kay. This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.